Control of plant growing environment. This is part of a patent which I believe was never filed. There is a detailed diagram, cross-section of this invention. There are there's an explanation and there are claims, but I do not believe that it has been typed out or that it was filed as an actual patent. Control of plant growing environment. This invention relates to a method and apparatus for controlling the growing environment of plants or the like. In the growth of plants, photosynthesis is the process by which the energy of light is fixed by the chlorophyll of plants and used to build up the constituent element of saccharide formation from carbon dioxide and water. In previously proposed systems of controlling environmental conditions of plants, the plants are grown in light-transmissive building structures, in other words, greenhouses under various conditions of heat and light, together with full capacity for adequate ventilation. One reason ventilation is necessary is in order to enable the carbon dioxide in the plant environment to be renewed regularly. In normal atmosphere, the amount of carbon dioxide is about 0.03% by volume. In the case of one kind of plant, cucumber, it has been found that if the carbon dioxide content of the atmosphere can be increased from 0.03% by volume to 0.13% at 20 degrees Celsius, then the rate of photosynthesis can be more than doubled if all of the light wanted or needed is supplied. If the temperature is then increased from 20 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Celsius, then the rate of photosynthesis is again more than doubled. Such a controlled and graded increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is, however, not possible with an open ventilation system. Furthermore, if an open ventilation system is not employed, there results an increase in humidity to a high level which is bad for plant health. This buildup in humidity arises partly through water coming out of a plant through transpiration, 90% of which occurs through the stomata of the plant leaves, and 10% of which takes place through the leaf surface. Known examples of enclosed environment systems include those disclosed in the UK Patent Specifications number 1349001 and 1147025. However, both specifications disclose systems in which only one or a few aspects of the environment parameters are specified as being adequately controlled. The optimization of plant growth is thus not made possible since, as is evident from an examination of the information available on the subject, it is important to ensure that a correct balance of environment parameters is provided if the improvements in some of the parameters is to have optimum effect. According to one aspect of the present invention, there is provided a method for controlling the growing environment of plants, or the like, characterized in that the method includes the steps of locating the plant or plants in an enclosed environment having no ventilation or only controlled ventilation via filtering means to external atmosphere, supplying carbon dioxide to said enclosed environment in excess of that normally contained in air at the temperature in the enclosed environment, detecting and adjusting the temperature and humidity of the enclosed environment, and providing a program of duration, intensity, and color for the application of light to the enclosed environment to provide light conditions beneficial to plant growth. According to a further aspect of the present invention, there is provided apparatus for controlling the growing environment of plants or the like, characterized in that the apparatus includes an enclosure having no ventilation or only controlled ventilation via filtering means to external atmosphere. Said enclosure defining a growing environment for plants, a carbon dioxide source for supplying carbon dioxide to said environment in excess of that normally contained in air at the temperature in the enclosed environment, means for detecting and adjusting the temperature and humidity of the environment, and lighting means controllable to provide a program of duration, intensity, and color for the application of light to the environment to provide light conditions beneficial to plant growth. This invention stems from the realization that by providing a comprehensive degree of control of the environment parameters significant to plant growth, the latter can be optimized in a wide variety of geographical, climatic, and weather conditions for a wide variety of plants. Thus, apparatus and methods embodying this invention provide a versatility much needed in a world requiring increasing yields over increasing areas. The otherwise accumulated oxygen in the atmosphere is used as a source of oxygen for combustion air for use in, for example, a paraffin burner which supplies carbon dioxide. It is important to have an oxygen detection system in the combustion air supply line to either supply the combustion air from the enclosure or from the outside, whichever supplies the greater amount of oxygen, in order to aid in apparatus, includes an enclosure having no ventilation. Sorry, that's a duplicate page. I'll start reading this sentence again. It is important to have an oxygen detection system in the combustion air supply line to either supply the combustion air from the enclosure or from the outside, whichever supplies the greater amount of oxygen, in order to aid in the thorough combustion of paraffin to form carbon dioxide and not carbon monoxide, which is toxic. There may be occasions when the system would be used in combination with animal or human habitation as a source of oxygen for that habitation, which may require an overriding control. An embodiment of the invention will now be described with reference to the accompanying diagrammatic drawing, in which Fig. 1 is a schematic operational flow diagram of a system for controlling the growing environment of plants. Figure 2 is a schematic plan view of a part of a covering for a housing structure of the system whose operation is illustrated in Figure 1. Figures 3 to 5 are respective cross-sections of a form of covering member used in the covering shown in Fig. 2, and illustrate three operative states of the covering member, and Figures 6 to 8 are similar views to Figures 3 to 5 of modified forms of covering member, the left and right-hand sides of each figure showing different respective operative states of the covering members. Referring to Figure 1 of the drawings, a building structure in the form of a closed light-transmissive greenhouse or phytotron, which may have no ventilation to the external atmosphere, in other words, closed-cycle ventilation is used, and within which seeds and plants can be located for germination and or growing purposes. In fact, in the present embodiment, filter-controlled ventilation to the external atmosphere is provided via filter parts 2, only one of which is shown.